from the sugya of yesterday. The Gemara on Daf Hayom Beis quotes the memory of Shmuel that if Nosam Lakesev Eshav Kesev Amula Harei Mekudeshes, which the Gemara interprets to mean Harei Mekudeshes Li, so then the woman is Mekudeshes. But if he says Hareini Isha Hareini Balech, then Enkam Beis Mechush, that's not going to work for Kiddushin. And the same is true by Gerishin. Nosam Lavamala Harei Meshulachas Harei Mekudeshes, then she is Megureshes, but if he says any Isha, any Balech, then the Gerishin is not going to be Chum. So we mentioned that it could be there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What is the any Isha, any Balech going on? Someone asked me this question in Seder. According to the Torah, right, Shmuel is talking about where Omarlo, where the Loshon Gerua is said Balpeh. The Lashon in the Get is a Lashon Tov. It's a good Lashon. The Get might say, Harei Mutaras L'Chaladam, Harei Mishulachas. They could say a good Lashon. And the problem is, Balpeh, he says, Eini Ishech, Eini Balech. That's how the Torah learns. That even if the Lashon Gerua is only Balpeh, it's still not going to work. The Rambam and the Rif, we didn't quite know what they held. The Beis Yosef suggested maybe the Rambam and the Rif actually agreed to the Torah. Even though the Rambam and the Rif right over Shmuel's halacha is talking about that the Lashon Gerua is actually written in the Get itself. Maybe they're just giving an example that the bad Lashon is in the Get. But they would agree that even if there's a good Lashon in the Get, if the Dibur is a Dibur Gerua, that also doesn't work. That's what the Beis Yosef wanted to say. But we suggest that maybe the Rif and the Rambam disagree with the Torah. And they hold that as long as you have a Lashon Tov in the Get, if there's a good Lashon in the Get, Harei Mataras L'chol Adam, let's say, so any ishach, any balech, balpeh is not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. So the question, again, any ishach, any balech, that's, the Gemara says that if you have a loshon gerua, then that ruins everything. It's not going to be a gerishin. So the question is, what's that talking about? Is the loshon gerua in the get, or is the loshon gerua something that you say balpeh? So that could be a machlokas rishonim. What is the machlokas rishonim? So we said that might depend on what's the nature or what's the need for Dibur by Gerishin? Is that it in the Raisa? Is that it in the Rabbanan? The Iri wants to say that it should depend on whether you need Amira by Gerishin. But we pointed out everyone says that you need Amira by Gerishin. That's Docha Mishnah in Gitna Daf Ayin Ches. It just says that if you tell the woman, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, it's not a good get. You have to say, Hey Gita, you have to tell her that you're giving her a get. It's clear from the Mishnah that you need some kind of Dibur for Gerishin. But the question is, what kind of Dibur do you need? So, according to the Baal HaMor, is it Din D'Oraisa that you need Dibur by Gerushin? Just like Kiyika tells me you need Dibur by Kiddushin, the Shilcha tells me, V'lo Sheyish Laches Asma, you need Dibur by Gerushin. Just like Kiyika tells me you need Dibur by Kiddushin, the Shilcha tells me that you need Dibur by Gerushin as well. That's the Baal HaMor, that it's a Din D'Oraisa. The Rambam seems to say that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, that if you give the get without Dibur, it's a get posel, it's not a get bottle. That means it's a Psul D'Rabbanan. Why is it only a Psul D'Rabbanan? The Rambam apparently assumes that you don't need Dibur Balpeh by Gerushin. You don't need Dibur Balpeh. You have a Lashon in the Get. And the Lashon in the Get is enough to be Megarish the woman, but Chazal wanted to be clear. Chazal wanted to be clear that you have intention to divorce him, that you have Ratzon for Gerushin. So that's why they required that you add the Dibur. We said this is similar to Tosfos, but not exactly the same. Tosfos in Gittin says that Dibur by Gerushin is taka din d'oraisa, but it's not because it's an integral part of the Gerushin, but rather that we need Meshacha ve'eina chozeres, that the girl is going to know, that the woman is going to know that she's being divorced. The Rambam is learning similar to that. The purpose of the Dibur is to inform her, to make it clear that she's being divorced, but the Rambam says it's only a din d'rabbanan, it's not a din d'oraisa. Meshacha ve'eina chozeres is not teaching me that, it's teaching me something else, as we talked about last time. So we wanted to suggest that maybe the question as to whether having a good Lashon in the Get is sufficient, even if you say, any Ishech, any Balech, Balpeh, that should depend on this issue. The Torah L'shitasa, the Torah assumes that Dibur by Gerushin is a Din D'Oraisa, so therefore if you have a bad Lashon, Balpeh, forget about it. It's not going to work at all. Doesn't matter that you had a good Lashon in the Get. If you have a bad Lashon, Balpeh, it's not going to work. And the Rambam holds, no, the Rambam holds it's only a Takana D'Rabbanan, that you need Dibur by Gerushin. So the Rambam says that if you have a good Lashon, even if you say any Yishech, any Balech, Balpeh, that's still going to work. So here we got a little tripped up. We weren't so clear. Any isha cheni balech is a lashon garua. So how should that work? So we suggested that as long as you have a ratzon for gerushin, and according to the Rambam, you have satisfied your need for dibur. The whole purpose of the dibur is to show the ratzon for gerushin. Then any isha any balech indicates that you want to do gerushin. What lashon would indicate that you're not interested in gerushin? Kinsi shtar chov zeh. That's the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches. Kinsi shtar chov zeh, that would be a problematic lashon because that indicates that you don't want gerushin anymore. Even the Rama would say that that's a problem, that the get would be possible in that case. That the get would be batel, excuse me. Then a Torah it wouldn't work because then you're implying that you don't really want gerushin anymore, even though the lashon and the get is fine. But if all you say is any ishech any balech, you're still admitting that you want the gerushin. It's just the way that you want the gerushin to work is not good. The way you're setting up the gerushin, you're not pushing the woman away. You're pulling yourself away from the woman. The Rambam holds that's not a problem. As long as you show the ratzon for gerushin, then the dibur is not going to detract from that gerushin. Okay, that's what we thought was the tour in the Rambam. So the question is, what's the difference between this and the case of Kiddushin? You mentioned last time that according to the Riyazakin and the Rosh, let's say Medabri Maliske Kiddusha, and then he says Hareni Ishech Hareni Balech. So according to Rov Rishonim, that's a problem. Because the second Dibur we say is Mevatel the first Dibur. Hayim Medabri Maliske Kiddusha, he's talking about Kiddushin, and maybe he even says a Dibur that works for Kiddushin. But now he says Hareni Ishech Hareni Balech, which is a dibur that doesn't work for Kiddushin, because he's not drawing the woman closer to him, he's rather drawing himself closer to the woman. So most Rishonim hold that's a problem. Yidikam Adama says most Rishonim assume it's a problem. So if we say that a later dibur can be Mevatel the previous dibur, a Loshon Goru is Mevatel the Loshon Tov, so why don't we say that by Gerushin as well, according to the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say that as long as your Lashon in the Get is a good Lashon, the fact that you say any Ishech, any Balech is not a problem? Why not? Didn't we just say by Kiddushin, Rov Rishonim hold that if you say Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, you have a Lashon Garua following the Medabar Aliske Kiddusha, that that's a problem because the second Lashon is going to be Mevatel the first Lashon. What's the answer? The answer is, again, according to the Rambam, how does the Gerushin work? The ikar of the gerushin, according to the Rambam, is the loshon in the get. The get is megarish the woman. The loshon in the get is doing the gerushin. That's how the Rambam understands. Right? The loshon in the get is not just a dibur; it's stronger than a dibur. You see, in the case of kiddushin, the husband just has multiple diburim. He has a medabra aliske kiddusha, and then he says hareini ishech hareini balech. So there you can say that asi dibur mevatel dibur. The second dibur is going to be mevatel the first dibur because they're both dibur. But by get, you have a dibur hakosav bishtar. That's a different kind of lashon. The Rambam holds that the lashon that's kosav in the get, that is the ikar. That's what's megarish the woman. The purpose of the dibur balpeh is just to clarify to the woman that the bal is rotzav begarishin and that the get is being megarisher. But the ikar megarish, according to the Rambam, is the lashon hakosav bishtar. So a lashon ini ishech is going to be mevatel the get. The dibur balpeh is going to be mevatel the get. The loshon in the get is much stronger than a dibur balpeh. By kiddushin, it's all a dibur balpeh. So dibur mevatel dibur will tell me that the second dibur can be mevatel the first dibur. But in the case of get, the dibur is not going to be mevatel the loshon hakosav bishtar. The loshon hakosav bishtar is much stronger. So that's why the Rambam says that as long as your loshon doesn't indicate that you don't have a rotzon for gerushin, as long as you don't say kinsi shtar chov zeh, if all you say is Eini Ishech, Eini Balech, that's not going to upend the Lashon HaKosav Ishtar. You have a good Lashon in the Ishtar, and in your Dibur you still indicate that you want the Gerushin, then that's going to work. Right? It's only if you would say Kinsi Ishtar Chov Zeh, then you are saying that although you have a Lashon in the Ishtar, you don't want to use the Ishtar for its purpose. You're not interested in Gerushin. In such a case, even the Rambam would say that that Taka doesn't work. Okay, so that's the difference between Gerushin as opposed to Kiddushin, according to the Rambam. Questions? Okay, let's move on to the next sugya. So the Gemara had quoted Shmuel's halacha. that b'kiddushin nasan l'kesev v'shav v'kesev v'amela harei ha-mekudeshes harei zu mekudeshes. Amalei Rav Papa l'abaye. Now we're going to go back to the middle. L'meimer d'sav v'shmul yadayim shemachichos haven yadayim. What's ma'asher from Shmuel? All you said was harei ha-mekudeshes. You left out li. So, Frechter Papa Tabaye, doesn't that sound like Shmuel holds Yadayim Shem Mochichos having Yadayim? Shmuel holds that if you have a Yad Lekidushin, you have a Miktsas Dibur, you only say Hariat Mekudeshes, you leave out Li. And it's Eino Mochiach, it's not clear that you actually want the Kiddushin, because Adam Osir Lekadesh even Isha Lechavero, as opposed to Gerishin that we discussed last time, that Eino the Megarish is Eishas Chavero, but people on the Kadesh for their friend. You can kaddish a woman for yourself, for your friend, that's fine. It's pretty common. So doesn't that sound that Yadayim She'em Ochichos don't work? Not sure. That Yadayim She'em Ochichos work? That Havin Yadayim? That Yadayim She'em Ochichos Havin Yadayim? They are within the parasha of Yados. And that's why if you say Hariat Mekudeshes, even if you leave out Li, that should be fine. In fact, the Gemara, Ha'omer, Ehei, Hareza Nozir, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Sefer Nozir says, what happens if a person just says, Ehei, Ehei, yeah, I will be. So Ehei, the Mishnah says, Hareza Nozir. Ha'avinam bo, avidilma, Ehei betainis kama. Ehei doesn't necessarily mean Ehei Nozir, it might mean Ehei betainis. I want to be fasting. V'omer Shmuel, v'hushaya Nozir over lefonov. And Shmuel says that Dafka, you need a Nozir over lefonov in order for Ehei to work. Time of the Nozir over lefonov, halav achilo. Sounds like Dafka, if you have a Nazir over the fun of, then it works. But without a Nazir over the fun of, it doesn't work. Why? It sounds like Yadayim Shem Ochichos lo having Yadayim. It sounds like Yadayim Shem Ochichos is not in the parsha of Yadayim. It's a mitzas dibur, but it's ain a mochiyah. That's not a yad. And that's why it doesn't work to create Nazirus. So how can Shmuel assume that Yadayim Shem Ochichos by Kiddushin do work if Yadayim Shem Ochichos don't work by Nazir? That's the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara answers Damarli. There's really no Shaila. Shmuel really holds Yadayim Shem Ochichos lo having Yadayim. Aye, but he left out Li and Kiddushin. No, put Li in. I'm talking about that you said Li. So Poshim Shad of the Gemara is Shmuel holds that if you said Li, it's Yadayim Ochichos. Of course, if it's Yadayim Ochichos, then it's going to work. If it's Yadayim Shem Ochichos, if you leave out Li, then it's no different than Ehei without a Nazir over Lefanav. So Shmuel says Yadayim Shem Ochichos don't work, and Yadayim Ochichos will work. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. Quite, okay? This Gemara introduces us to the idea of Yodos, a Yad L'Kiddushin. A Yad, as Rashi explains, is a Beis Achiza. It's a handle. It's a Miktas Dibur, a partial Dibur, that implies you want to say a full Dibur, but you didn't say the full Dibur. So the question is, is a Yad She'ena Mochiach enough to be considered a Yad L'Kiddushin or not? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Gemara addresses. What's the marker for the din of Yodos Bechlal? So the emphasis is the din of Yodos doesn't apply only to Kiddushin. In fact, Kiddushin is the strange case. It applies to Dine Haflah, the Dorim, the Zirah, Shvuas. That's really where the parish of Yodos applies. That's the Gemara Nedarim that I asked you to see. The Mishnah in Masechta Nedarim, at the very beginning on that Beis Med Aleph, Mishnah starts, Kokinuye, Nedarim, Nedarim. B'charam k'charam, Shavuos k'Shavuos, etc. Kinuyei nedarim, that means if you have a loshon of a neder, that's not the ikar loshon. It's just a nickname, it's a substitute loshon. What does that mean, a kinui? A kinui. So the normal loshon of a neder is if you say that kikers are also like a carbon. This, you know, there are two types of neder. What we normally think of neder is that you know there, that you promise to give something to Hegdish. Nidre Gavoa. Okay, that is a type of neder, but that's not what Masechta Nedarim talks about most of the time. Most of the Masechta talks about Nidre Issa, that you aser something upon yourself. You aser Paris Olam on yourself. You aser something that belongs to you, or something that belongs... you aser to get Hanoah from your friend. That's the type of neder that the Gemara is referring to. So the Gemara says, Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. What does that mean? So the normal lashon for a neder is to say, Kikers that aser are like Kikar. Normal lashon of a neder is to be matfis, to compare the kikar, to compare the item that you're asering to a carbon. But what happens if you don't say kikarbon, but rather you say kona, or konach, or konas? Gemara later on, Rav Yud, Mishnah Rav Yud, gives you different kinui, neder, for shvua, for cherem. What happens if instead of saying korban kikar ze'alai, you say konam kikar ze'alai, or konach, konas. These are kinuyim for korban. They are nicknames. They're substitute words for korban. So comes the Mishnah and says, kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. That's good enough. You have a lashon for neder. By neder, you need a bitus for sign. You need an expression, a dibur b'feh. But if you have a kinuy, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. And shvuas kecharam kecharam, shvuas kishvuas, nezirus kinezirus. Good. So then the Mishnah is, ha'omelech ha'veiro, mudrani mimcha, mufrishani mimcha, meruchkani mimcha, shani ochelo, shani toimloch. Let's say someone doesn't say, your peros, your food, your possession should be asur on me. He says, mudrani mimcha. I am mudar from you. What's he saying? Mudar, in what sense? He doesn't use the word iser. Mudrani mimcha she'in yocheloch, that I won't eat of yours. He's not saying asur, he's not finishing the neder. So that, the Gemara says, is a yad l'neder. That's a partial dibur. We have kinuyei nedarim, and we have yados nedarim. Two cases that both work to create a chalos neder. So that's what the Gemara, the Beis and the Beis points at. Pasach b'kinuyim, kol kinuyei nedarim, l'mefaresh, yados ha'am l'chavero, mudarani mimcha. The Mishnah starts with kinuyim. It says, kol kinuyei nedarim k'nedarim. But the first case is not kinuyim. It doesn't get to kinuyim until the Mishnah on Dav Yud. It's interesting. It mentions the case of Yodos before kinuyim. But still, that's how the Mishnah begins. What's the makkah for Yodos Nedarim? So that's the Brisa on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Yodos Eich HaKsiva. Ish ki afli lindor neder nozil ahazil Hashem. Posuk by Nezirus and Parshas Noso. Use the lashon lindor neder nozil lahazir. A ribuy, an extra lashon. It could have said lindor lahazir lashem, or just lahazir lashem. Why does it add all these lashonas? Netanya, nozil lahazir lasis kinuyin nezirus kinezirus. The yados nezirus kinezirus. The extra lashon of nozil lahazir comes to say that kinuyim and yados work in the realm of nezirus. So if you use a substitute word for nazir, nozik, noziach, poziach. A substitute word for nazir, that's good enough. Ehei nozik. Ehei nozik, I'll be a nozik. What's a nozik? A nozik is a nazir, it's a kinuy. That works, he becomes a nazir. Yados nazirus is also kinaziris. If you have a yad le nazir, ehei, if the nazir is over lefanav, so that works. Ehei ni ele benaziris, benadar menayin, tamalomar, ishki afli, lindor neder nazir lahaz lashem. The lindor nezir nazir lahazir, makish nazirus le nedarim. Unedarim l'neziris. Ma neziris asa ba yodos neziris k'neziris. Af nedarim asa ba hem yodos nedarim k'nedarim. Yodos nedarim k'nedarim. It's learned out of neziris. Learned out of neziris. That's the Gemara nedarim on Av Gimel. That there's a parsha of yodos that if a person has an incomplete dibur by neder, that's chal. The neder is chal and he's going to be osir on the chayfetz that he made the neder on. The chayfetz that he asked upon himself. The kikar. The possessions that he asked upon himself. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that a yad l'neder is considered a neder. Our Gemara, it seems to be saying that a yad l'kiddushin is also considered a yad. A miktsas dibur by kiddushin is enough. You don't need a full dibur for kiddushin. The whole shaila in the Gemara is whether yadayim she'im mochichos count as yados. Are they in the parasha of yados? But a yad mochiach l'kiddushin, the impression you get from the Gemara, avada would work. I don't need a full dibur for kiddushin. The problem is, Harei HaMekudeshes is not a yad mochiach. It's a yad she'ein mochiach. Without li, I don't know whom he's trying to be mekadesh. And that's the problem. But if I would have a yad mochiach, avada, that would work in kiddushin. That's the clear impression that you get from the Gemara. Yes?
Can I just clarify on the
muskim
of the Gemara on Kishat Afeh again? The muskim of that is that Shmuel holds that
yadayim
she'ein
mochiach
was
havin
yadayim, or that
yadayim she'ein mochiach was havin yadayim. That's why you need nazir of lefanav, and you have to say li. Right, but Yad Mochiach have you on your dime. Right, so Yad Mochiach would work by Kiddushin. The Parsha of Yados, a Miktas Dibur will work by Kiddushin. If by Neder it works, by Kiddushin it also works. That's the clear implication of the Gemara. The discussion in the Gemara is whether Yad Shein or Mochiach is going to work, but a Yad Mochiach have that works. Ah, it's only a Miktas Dibur? As ma, it's a Miktas Dibur. A Miktas Dibur is Kedibur. If by Neder a Miktas Dibur is Kedibur, by Kiddushin it's also going to be a full Dibur. But the Gemara in the Dharma, that Vav Amidei, is yes, that has a shayla. The Papa has a shayla. Is Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin or not? Very interesting. Right? Not quite like our Gemara. Where's the Gemara in the Dharma? That Vav Amidei, yeah? Vayra Papa, Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin Olam. Is there a din of Yados in the context of Kiddushin? What does that mean? Is there a din of Yad Mochiach? Not Yad She'ena Mochiach. That's our Gemara. But does a Yad Mochiach work by Kiddushin? For Papa Shaila, what's an example of a Yad Mochiach? If you left out Lee, that's a Yad She'ena Mochiach. That's not what he's discussing. What's a Yad Mochiach? Hechidam. Ilema da amala li'isha hariyat mekudeshes liva amal chaverta va'at nami. Pshita, haino Kiddushin atzman. If he says va'at nami, At Nami is not a Yad. That's a full Lord. He says, Hare At Mekudeshes Li Va'at Nami. That's like saying, Hare At Va'at Mekudeshes Li. That's a full Diva. That's not a Yad. That's not a Mikzas Diva. Avada, that would work. So that's not the case. That's not the Shai. Elekagonda Amala Li Isha Hare At Mekudeshes Li Va'amala L'Chaverta Va'at. He doesn't say Va'at Nami. He just says Va'at. Mi Amrina Va'at Nami Amala L'Chaverta V'tasi V'Kedushin L'Chaverta Odilma Va'at Chazoi Hu Va'at chazoi omala l'chaverta, v'lo tafsi b'kidushin l'chaverta. Rav Papa's shayla is, let's say, a man tells a woman, hariat mekudesh asli, and the friend, the woman's friend is right there, and he says, va'at, to the other woman. What does he mean by that va'at? Does he mean, va'at nami, I also want to be mekadesh you? Or does it mean, va'at chazoi? And you see, he's mekadesh the first woman, and he says, va'at, and take a look what I'm doing. Now, what do you think? Do you think va'at means va'at nami, or you think it means va'at chazoi? If someone were to, you know, someone were to come up to you and give you the shayla, would you say that it's the shkulim, they're equal? Would you say it's more likely that he meant va'at nami, or that he meant va'at chazoi? What do you think? Va'at nami, of course. Not only is it more likely, it's overwhelmingly likely, 95-5 at least, that he meant va'at nami, not va'at chazoi. That's why it's a yad mochiach. It's a Yad Mochich. It's not like Hareya Mekudeshes without Li. Hareya Mekudeshes without Li, that's not 95-5. He could mean that he's Mekadosh the woman, but he could also mean he's Mekadosh the woman for someone else, not for himself. That's a Yad Shein Mochiach. Rav Papa is talking about a case of a Yad Mochiach where he says Va'at. Va'at is much more likely that he means Va'at Nami and not Va'at Chazoi. Ilan?
If you can't be Mekadosh someone for someone else, then isn't that also like a 95-5?
No, it's not clear from the Lashon Kiddushin that it's for him. It could be for someone else.
But don't we know he can't be kasher for anyone else?
If the person made him a shliach, then he can. That's the problem. When he says the Lashon Hariyat Mekudesh, we don't know that he's Mekadesh. We don't know that he wants to be Mekadesher to himself. Maybe he's going to be Mekadesher to someone else. And the person made him a shliach. Obviously, if the guy didn't make him a shliach, he can't be Mekadesher for someone else. But the Eidim who see, it's not muchach to them that he's being Mekadesher to himself. Yes?
But can we also say that's kind of, like you're saying, that's not so likely that he'd be Mekadesher someone else? Meaning, if he'd be Mekadesher someone else, he would say, you know, or let's say they were talking about it before, like, oh, you know, Reuven's such a great guy, and Reuven should marry him. Or saying, like, there'd be some context. He's just going to come up out of nowhere and say, oh, you should marry him, and then I'm assuming it's to this person. Like, it's not so likely.
Well, sometimes the guy forgets to finish his lines. He's nervous. He's nervous and he forgets to finish the lines.
He's not the one being Mekadosh here. Why? Like,
he's not.
He's being Mekadosh for someone else. Though.
He's the one who's doing the job. So if he forgets his lines, he might forget to it. Hariyah Mekudeshes L'Reuven. He forgot. He knows he has to say Hariyah Mekudeshes. He learned that in Yeshiva. Hariyah Mekudeshes, he got straight. But he forgot. You know, he's thinking of his life. Somehow he forgot to mention Reuven there. Very different than Va'at. I mean, he says Va'at. He said the word Va'at. So what do you think? Stam, he meant Va'at Nami. He didn't mean Va'at Chazoi. So that's what the Ran explains, that this is a Yad Mochiach. Rav Papa's Shaila is about a Yad Mochiach. And what's his Shaila? Shaila is, we have a Ribli of Yados by Nedarim. The question is, can we learn from Neder to Kiddushin? If by Nedarim Yados works, so maybe by Kiddushin it should work as well. We should learn a Mematzinu. Or maybe we should say no. Nedarim are easier to be Chal. All you need is a Dibra Ba'alma, you don't need a Maisa. But by Kiddushin, since you need a Maisa to shaft the Kiddushin, to effect the Kiddushin, maybe yados don't work by kiddushin. That's the shaila, whether yad mochiach works by kiddushin or not. And the situation is such that he said a lashon. It's a miktzas dibur, but it's pretty clear what he wants. It's like 95-5. It's not a yad she'en mochiach, it's really a yad mochiach. That's the shaila of the Gemara in the Gar. So, frag the Gemara, how can Rav Papa have this shaila? Mimi gar le Rav Papa, v'hamida amale Rav Papa, l'habayim yisav shmul yadayim shemochichos, havin yadayim, mechlal esfir le Rav Papa, d'yei she'ad l'kidushin. What, Rav Papa wants to be medayik in our Gemara, that shmul holds yadayim shemochichos, havin yadayim. So, the clear assumption is that a yad mochich would certainly work. The question is whether a yad she'en mochich also works. That's his shaila within Shmuel. Shmuel hold that a yad she'en mochiach is like a yad mochiach, and both of them are going to work. But yad mochiach, avad is going to work in kiddushin. So how can he have a suffix if yesh yad lekiddushin or not? Avad yesh yad lekiddushin. The shaila is whether yesh yad she'en mochiach lekiddushin, but yad mochiach avad should work by kiddushin. Says the Gemara, very interesting answer. Chodah migomai desfir le l'shmuel amal le labayin. Rav Papa was saying, I don't have a suffix whether yodos work by kiddushin mechlach. But even Shmuel, who clearly assumes that yesh yad lekiddushin, even within him, you can ask yourself whether a yad she'en mochiach is like a yad mochiach. I happen to have a suffix mechlach whether yodos work by kiddushin. Shmuel might assume that yodos work by kiddushin, but still, how can he say that yad she'en mochiach will work too? If by Naziris the Yad She'en Mochiach doesn't work, then how can it work by Kiddushin? Rav Papa's Shaila is, how can Shmuel say that even a Yad She'en Mochiach works? But I happen to have a suffix whether even a Yad Mochiach will work by Kiddushin. Who says that Yodos applies to Kiddushin Bechlal? Chodom Yigomai Desfirelei. Right? He's saying Shmuel, okay, even if Shmuel assumes that Yodos work by Kiddushin, but how can a Yad She'en Mochiach work? If by Nazir it doesn't work by Kiddushin, certainly it shouldn't work. Or similarly it shouldn't work. But I happen to have a suffix whether Yodos in general should work by Kiddushin. Right? That's the Gemara in the Dharma. What emerges when all the dust settles? It seems as though there's a discussion whether Yodos can work by Kiddushin. Shmuel might imply that Yodos certainly should work by Kiddushin. Shailas whether Yad She'en Mochiach should work. Gemara Nedarim is not sure if Yodos should work by Kiddushin. But the whole discussion is whether the concept of the Yad can apply to Kiddushin. A Miktzas Dibur. Will a Miktzas Dibur work by Kiddushin? B'chor, it's a Pella. It's a Pella. What's the whole Shail over here? Why do I need the Din of Yodos? By Nether, I understand. I need the Din of Yodos. Levate Bisvasayim, the Dorim, Shvuas, Naziris, it's all about Bito Yisrael, it's all about an expression, it's about Dibur. If Neder is a function of Dibur, so then I understand. We can talk about, is a Miktzas Dibur, like a Dibur Sholem or not? Is a Yad going to work? Is not going to work? So I need a Gzeres HaKosev to tell me that it does work. That even if you have a Miktzas Dibur, that works to effect the Neder, to effect the Naziris. But by Kiddushin, why do I need a Dibur Bechlal? I do a Maisa Kiddushin, right? The purpose of the Dibur is simply L'chora. The purpose of the Dibur is just to show that I have Ratzon for Kiddushin. I'm doing a Maisa Kiddushin. I'm doing a Kiddushay Kesef, a Kiddushay Shtar, a Kiddushay Bia. What's the purpose of Dibur? L'chora, the purpose of Dibur is just to be Megal Adas, no? To serve as the Hochacha, that I want the Kiddushin. If Medabra Liska Kiddushay works, and I'm not speaking B'Shas Maisa Kiddushin, so obviously, doesn't that show that the purpose of the Dibur is just to be Megal Adas? So what's the whole shaila over here? Do I need a Yad? Does a Yad work by Kiddushin? Does it not work by Kiddushin? Who needs Yados? Yados is only where I need a Dibur. The question is whether a Miktzas Dibur can work as a Dibur showing. But by Kiddushin, I don't really need a Dibur qua Dibur. The Dibur is just the means for a Gilui Das. Isn't it? Help me now. Come on. So it comes in Torah's Gittin and says, this is the quintessential raya that you need a Dibur by Kiddushin. That Dibur is integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. Kiyikach tells me that not only do I need Nesinas Kesef, but I need a Dibur Mamish. And that's what I see from this Gemara, because if I don't need a Dibur, what's the Shaila? Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, Ein Yad LeKiddushin. Who needs a Yad? If I know what the guy wants, if it's muchach what he wants, so then I don't need a dibur. I have enough of a dibur because I have a gila das. The purpose of the dibur is just as a means to determine the das of the baal. So then why do I need the parish of yados by kiddushin bichlal? As long as I know what his das is, that should be sufficient to effect the kiddushin. Comes the Torah's Gittin and says clearly from the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Vav, you see that you need a dibur by kiddushin. It's integral to the ma'aseh kiddushin, and that's why we have to pilpul. Is a mikzas dibur going to be enough? Maybe Yados is said by Nedarim, by Naziris, but not by Kedushin. Have to figure out. Does the Gzeres HaKatzav apply in a limited way, or is it more expansive? But that whole discussion can only apply, says the Taras Gittin, if there's a real requirement of dibur by Kedushin. This is the Taras Gittin that we saw in the previous sugya, but we didn't back it up. I just expanded the bracket for this packet because now we know what a yad is. So the Torah's Gittin just his real raya is from the Gemara Nedarim, not from Nasan Huvamri. After a parakamet Nedarim lo marbin yados rak bedvarim dechashiv hasam. We only amar biyados for specific things, specific halachas. So I feel the kedushim and gerish and a peyos stakam esafkalei shayach beyad. A whole litany of shilas and avov, whether you have yodos by kiddushin, gerushin, by peya, by tzedaka, is up to Taras Gittin. Nearly the adkan lo mibayelan ela be kiddushin ve'inach the choshev hasam. Da b'chol mokom hechadika umdena demurach mahani dvaram shebaleiv va'afilu giloi das lo boy. Whenever umdena demurach is enough, so then you don't even need a giloi das. As long as you know what the person wants, you don't even need an expression. As Tosfos says in different places, is if there's an umdra demuchach, I don't need an expression because everything is there. The kiddushin v'gerish nafilu ika umdra demuchach tuva lo mahani ad the ika dibur. The chiddush by kiddushin and gerishin is that without dibur, umdra demuchach is not going to be good enough. What's the raya? Nasan huva amar. He has one raya. He says that the Beis Yosef claims even if the husband says hein. She has the Amira, even if the husband says Hain, it still doesn't work. Against whom? The Rama, the Mishnah Melech quotes, remember? The Beis Yosef holds even with Hain, it's not going to work. V'ein l'cha umdra demucha gadol mizeh. So the Torah is getting, if the husband says Hain, avada, he wants the Kiddushin. Why shouldn't it work? Alma de b'kiddushin dibur b'ina v'lamahani umdra demucha. We see that by kiddushin you need a dibur and umdra demuchach is not going to work. Ulekach boy hasam biyad mochiach, and that's why there's a shail in the Gemara Nedarim whether a yad mochiach works by kiddushin or not. The whole shail is presupposing that you need dibur by kiddushin. If you don't need dibur by kiddushin, who needs the din of the others? So you have a mitzvah dibur, but you have an umdra demuchach based on the mitzvah dibur. So of course it's going to work. No shail. But if you need dibur by kiddushin, if it's integral to the ma'aseh kiddushin, so then there's room for pilpul, right? Yad l'kiddushin going to work? It's only a mikzas dibur. Maybe by neder, by nazirus, yados can work because it's exeris hakazav. By kiddushin doesn't work. That's only assuming that you really need a dibur by kiddushin. What's the problem? Well, we said a lot about dibur by kiddushin, right? The Torah's Gittin is one sheet that the Rid holds like this that you need dibur by kiddushin. What's the problem? According to the other sheetas that hold that dibur by kiddushin is either because Ki'ikah tells me that you need a Gilei Das Mitzad the Baal, it's not that Dibur is integral to the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but you just need a Gilei Das Mitzad the Baal. And that's why we suggested that maybe you don't need Dibur by Kiddusha Shtar, because Ein Lecha Gilei Das Gadol Mizeh, that he gives a Shtar that says Harei Mekudeshesli in it, it's Muchach Mitoch Ma'aseh, that he wants Kiddushin. Ah, but there was no Dibur, so what? Who says you need Dibur as an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin? So if you hold either like the Birka Shmuel, as we explained, the Ran and the Rashba, right? That Dibur by Kiddushin is not integral to the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but rather it's necessary, midin ki'ikach, that the Baal should have a Gilei Das, it should be Muchach mitoch Ma'aseh mitoch Dibur, that he wants Kiddushin, then why do I need a Din of Yados? It's Muchach, right? If it's a Yad Mochiach, Harei HaMekudesh Esli Va'at, it's a Yad Mochiach. We know he's probably saying Va'at Nami. So who needs a din of Yados? Even if there's no din of Yados by Kiddushin, it's still Muchach. From what he said, it's Muchach mitov Dibur, even if he doesn't have a Dibur Shalim. So why shouldn't that work by Kiddushin? And certainly, according to the Acherim and the Rav, Right? According to the Acharim and the Ran, according to the second pshat of the Ran in the Sofek, remember? Right? If you assume that the purpose of Dibur is just to create some kind of general umdana, even if it doesn't come from the Baal, even if it comes from the Isha, that might be enough. As long as the Nesina is after the Amira, as we talked about, by Kiddushin Yidin and Arev, by Tengmana Laploni, Ve'akadosh Anilach, if the Nesina is after the Amira, so then we said that that's also enough, because if he does the Nesina after the Amira, it's muhach that he wants it. It's not muhach mitoch maisa, because the Nesina itself is not a hochacha that he wants Kiddushin, but it's muhach mitoch context. It is an umdana de muhach that's what he wants. According to the Acharim and the Ran, that's enough. Dibur is not integral to the Maisa Kiddushin, and I don't even need the Dibur to come mitzad the Baal. I don't need the Gilui Das mitzad the Baal. If there's an umdana de muhach mitzad the context from some other source, umdana de muhach ba'alma, that's also sufficient to effect the Kiddushin. According to that pshat, the Gemara is Garshver. Why do I have a suffix whether Yados work by Kiddushin? Who needs Yados? He said Va'at. So there's an umdana de muhach based on the word va'at, that va'at nami ka'amo. So who needs a din of yados? That a mikzah is dibur, like a dibur shah, who needs dibur b'chlal? If all I need is an umdana de muhach ba'am, I certainly don't need dibur. Even if I need dibur as a gilui das misad de ba'al, but va'at is enough of a gilui das. I don't need a dibur shalim. What's the shayla in the Gemara Nedarim? Pilei ploim. Once you know a little bit more, so then you realize that the second two explanations we have for Dibur and Kiddushin, they seem to be against the Gemara Nedar. So comes the Stipler in Kiddushin in Simen Vav, and he suggests a Meridiger Yisod. You have to take a step back. Why do I need Yados Bechlau? Right? You say Yados Nedarim Knedarim. Why do I need the din of Yados even by Hafla, Nedarim, Nazir, Shvuas, that Mikzas Dibur is Kedibur? So the Stipler wants to suggest that there really are two reasons. We would have thought that you need Yados by Nedarim, because Nedarim require a full Dibur. Levate Bisfasaya means that you have to express yourself. You need a Dibur. So the question is a Yad L'Neder considered a Dibur Shalim? Is a Mikzas Dibur considered a Dibur Shalim? By Neder there's a Halacha of Dibur, of Bitus Fasaya. So the Pshuto, the Parash of Yados, is simply Mechadish to me that a mikzas dibur is called a dibur shalom. Comes the Stipler and says, no, there's another reason why I need the parasha of Yadav. And that is, just like when it comes to kinyonim, we know that there are two parts. There's the maisa kinyon and there's the das kinyon. A person has to do a maisa hagbah, a maisa mashicha, some kind of a maisa kinyon, but also he has to have das, he has to have consent for the kinyon. By nedarim as well, there is a din of bitur sasai, there's a din of dibur, but there's also a din of das neder. A person has to have das in his dibur that he wants to take the neder. He wants to ask the item on himself. There's a need for das. And without the dibur of the neder, I don't have the das. But he has it in his heart. Now, having something in your heart is not enough. When it comes to a chalos, whether it's a chalos neder or a chalos kinyan, having das in your heart is not enough. That's called dvarim shebalev. And we pass in dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. So the purpose of Yados, the parasha of Yados is necessary, says the Stipler, not just to say that Mikzas Dibur Kedibur Gomor, but rather to say that it's not Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. If it's Dvarim Shebelibo Velev Kol Adam, if it's so muchach that there's no other option, there's nothing else, there's no other interpretation of his words, so that's Dvarim Shebelibo Velev Kol Adam. Everyone knows that he means one thing. But if it's not Dvarim Shebelibo V'lev Kol Adam, we pass in that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. That's the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Famous Gemara Kiddushin. Garbed is Avin L'Nichsi Adai Tel Amesak L'Eretz Yisrael. Someone sells his Nechosim. Al Das to go to Eretz Yisrael. He tells people he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he sells his nechassim. Ube'idna dezavin lo amar v'lo midi. When he sells his nechassim, he doesn't say anything. He sells the house, he sells his car, he sells his property. Amar Rava habidvam shebelev, udvam shebelev, einu dvar. Wants to make aliyah, and then it doesn't work out, and he doesn't go. So is he able to get his house back? So Rava says he can't get his house back. Maybe he wanted to move communities anyway. He wasn't. He really was selling his house anyway. So he goes to Eretz Yisrael Matov, and if not, he'll move somewhere else. It's not clear that he, if he doesn't move, he wants his house back. That's only a Dvarim Shebalev. Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. If it would be an Umdana Demuchach, Tosfos there gives cases where it's an Umdana Demuchach Legamri, where everyone knows that that's what he wants, 100%. So then we say that Dvarim Shebalev Havu Dvarim, because that's not Dvarim Shebalev. That's Dvarim Shebalevo Velev Kol Adam. That's not only in his heart, but it's in everyone's heart. Everyone knows what he wants. But if it's Dvarim Shebalev, it's only in his heart, then we hold it Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. You need a Maisa Kinyan, and you need Das Kinyan, and that Das has to be expressed. If you leave it in your heart, if you leave the Tanai in your heart, I'm sorry, we might feel bad for the guy, but the Mecher is going to be Kayim. He can't be Mevato the Mecher just because his circumstances changed. Dr. Stipler, we need the Parsha of Yodos not only to tell me that a Mikzas Dibra is like a Dibra Sholem, but to tell me that it's not a Dvarim Shebalev. If we wouldn't have the Parsha of Yodos, if the guy only has a Mikzas Dibur, I'd say that it's Dvarim Shebalev. His Das Neder is only Dvarim Shebalev. Einam Dvarim. Why would I say that it's Dvarim Shebalev? Because even if it's a Yad Mochiach, is that 100%? No. A Yad Mochiach is not 100%. Harei Mekudeshes Li Va'at. That's a Yad Mochiach. Is that 100% that he wants to be Mekadosh a second woman? No. It's 95-5. It might mean Va'at Chazoy. Yad Mochiach is not 100% that he definitely means it. It's just an overwhelming probability. 95-5. But it's not 100%. It's not an Umduna Demuchach Legamri. It's not Belibo Velev Kol Adam. It sounds like it should be because it's Muchach, right? But it's not Belibo Velev Kol Adam because it's not Muchach Legamri. It's only 95-5. Only. Right? It's almost Muhal Gamri, but it's not Muhal Gamri. It's still B'vchinas Dvarim Shebalev. So because it's still B'vchinas Dvarim Shebalev, if not for the Parsha of Yodos, the taka wouldn't work. If not for the Parsha of Yodos, not only would it not work because there's no Bitus Fasayim, there's no Dibur of a Neder, the Das of the Neder is not complete either. It's only Dvarim Shebalev, Ve'enam Dvarim. I need Yodos to teach me both halachas, that a Mikzas Dibur is a Dibur Shalem, and that we treat it like Dvarim Shebalevo Velev Kol Adam. Even though it's not 100%, it's only 95-5, we treat that like Dvarim Shebalevo Velev Kol Adam. Question, Ben.
Would the disciple of Rav suggest that in any standard Kinyan, these are verbalized in Das?
In any standard Kinyan, if you want to make a Tanai in the Mechira, you have to say something, unless we know for sure what you mean. Unless it's 100%. If it's not 100%, then you have to verbalize, and if you don't verbalize, and then you want to back out, it doesn't work. You did the Maisa Kinyan, so we assume that you had Das.
So he's not completing Kiddushin, he's saying, is it
Tanai
or he's not
completing Kiddushin? Case on Daf Mem Tes is Mekach HaMemker, and that's where he wants to add the Tanai. But if he doesn't go, then the house should go back. Right? The house should return to him. But he didn't make the Tanai. So the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. So the same would be true in Kiddushin. If the Parsha of Yodos wouldn't apply to Kiddushin, so then Hareat Mekudeshes Li Va'at would not work. Even if it's a Yad Mochiah, that wouldn't work, because a Yad Mochiah doesn't mean it's Muchach Lagamri, it just means that it's 95-5. That's still Dvarim Shebalev. We treat that as Dvarim Shebalev, because we don't really know what's in his heart. He might really mean Va'at Chazoy. The Parsha of Yodos comes and says, not only do we have a Dibur here, we have a full Dibur Kiddushin, we have a full Das the Kiddushin as well. Yodos tells me that even though it's not Muchach Lagamri, we treat it like it's Muchach Lagamri. So it's as if we have a full Das for Kiddushin. Says the Stipler, don't take it just for me. The Rishonim say this. Which Rishon says this beferish, that Yodos teaches me two halachas? It teaches me that a Mikzas Dibur can be viewed as a Dibur Shalom, and it also teaches me that it's not viewed as Dvarim Shebalev, but rather it's Belivo Velev Kol Adam. Who says that? The Ran. Ran says it almost beferish. Please turn to the Ran. The Ran on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. There is this in Daf Yarif. The Ran is on Daf Chof Amud Beis in Daf Yarif. In the old versions. Chof Amud Beis in Daf Yarif. in the sugya of Dvarim Shebaleif, the Ran invokes the Gemara Nazir. In Toma Frek the Ran, what the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebaleif, and Dvarim, in Toma Frek the Ran, Behatnan, Homer, Ahei, Arezi Nazir. Do Kimna Lebe Perakamad, Mechilten, Kigon Shoya Nazir, Abulafanav. Gemara Nazir says that Ahei, Arezi, Nazir is only if Nazir, Abulafanav. Hechi mahani v'ahavu dvarim shebalei. Frek the Ran, it's doch dvarim shebalei. We don't know what he really wants. We don't know ehei nazir. It's dvarim shebalei. Even if nazir is over lefanov, it's still dvarim shebalei. Just because a nazir is over lefanov, we know for sure. It's a yad mochiach. Right? That's what we said. That's the answer for Shmuel. It's not a yad she'ena mochiach anymore. If the nazir is passing, then it's a yad mochiach that he means ehei nazir. But is it Muchach legamri? No, he might still mean ehei bepinus. It's not muchach legamri. It's not 100%. Okay, it's 95%. But the nazir is over the fun of it. He says ehei. Mustama, he means ehei kiploni. Ehei nazir kiploni. But it's not 100%. It's still dvarim shebalev. So how does that work? Says the Ran. Mavkoshim. The kol sheha inyan mochiach mitoch dvarav. Avo bishul hishem diburo. Mehani midin yodos deyishrabu bekra behedja. Says the Ran. As long as he says a miktas dibur, and it's mochiach mitoch devar of what he wants, meaning it's not a yad she'ena mochiach, but it's a yad mochiach, says the Ran, mehani midin yodos de israbu b'kra behedja. That works, and it's not viewed as dvarim shebalev, based on what? Parsha v'yodos. The Ran is clearly learning that the Parsha v'yodos not only is teaching me that a miktas dibur is kedibur sholem, but that even a mikzas dibur is not viewed as dvarim shebalev anymore. The Ran could have said that it's not dvarim shebalev because once it's muchach, right? Once it's a davar mochiach, it's a yad mochiach, then it's an umdun of the muchach that he wants it. I don't need yados for that as long as it's an umdun of the muchach. So then it's not dvarim shebalev anymore. It's believe of lev kol adam. There's no problem. The Ran says no. I need the parsha of yados to teach me that it's not dvarim shebalev. Ran is clearly assuming what? Yados teaches me two halachas. It teaches me, first of all, that a mikzas dibur is kedibur shalem, and it also teaches me that it's not viewed as dvarim shebalev. As long as he expressed the mikzas dibur, that's viewed as though he has a full das for the nether, and he's told us that. Yados teaches me what? First of all, that mikzas dibur is like a dibur shalem, and that im omar mikzas dibur, im havi yad mochiach, ein zed varm shebalev. It's not varm shebalev anymore. Even though it's not 100%. It's only 95 to 5. It's not called Varm Shebalev anymore. That's how the Ran is clearly learning. If it's a Yad Mochiach, it's not Varm Shebalev. A Yad Shein Mochiach, that's a Shaila. But if it's a Yad Mochiach, then it's not going to be Varm Shebalev, and it's going to work. So says the Stipler, according to the Ran, we can answer the Kashi. We said, how can the Gemara Nadarn have a Shaila if Yodos work by Kiddushin? Who needs the parasha of Yodos by Kiddushin? There's no need for Dibur. If you learn like the Rid and the Torah is given, then Dibur is an integral part of Kiddushin. Then I understand. I need Yodos in order to say that I have a full Dibur. A mitzvah Dibur is Kedibur Shalom. But according to the Ran and the Rashba, who hold that the purpose of Dibur is simply to have a Gilui Das Mitzad, the Baal, that he wants Kiddushin, and certainly according to the Acherim in the Ran, who hold that you don't even need the Dibur Mitzad Deba, you just need some kind of Umdana Demuchach Mitzad, the context. What does Yados have to do with Kiddushin? Why should I need Yados by Kiddushin? I don't really need a Dibur at all. Comes a snap and says, no, Yados is necessary, even if I don't need a Dibur, Yados is necessary to ensure that it's not Varm Shebalev. To ensure that we treat this as an Umdana Demuchach Legami. Because if it wouldn't be an umdana demuchach legamri, it would still be dvarim shebalev, and dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. By nekachul memker, by kiddushin, everywhere that I need a chalos. Yados might not be necessary in Kiddushin to teach me that Mitzvah's Dibur Kedibur Shalim. I might not need a Dibur by Kiddushin. But there still is a Din Advarim Shevalev Einam Dvarim by Kiddushin. Parsha of Yados teaches me that if it's a Yad Mochiach, if it's Muchach enough that we'll say it's 95 to 5, even if it's not Muchach Lagamri, Parsha of Yados tells me that it's not viewed as Dvarim Shevalev anymore. You as an under Muchach, believe Bavalev Kaladam, and that's going to work. So that's why the Gemara had a Shaila. Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or not? Should I apply the second halacha of Yados to Kiddushin, even if I don't read the first halacha? Or do I say, no, Yados don't apply to the realm of Kiddushin Bichlal? That's how we can understand the Gemara, even according to those Shitas who claim that Dibur is not an integral part of Kiddushin. Questions? Yeah, Jay.
Why can't we just say that according to those who show that hold that Dibur is just regular das, the Gemara's discussion is about whether it's enough of regular das, saying,
why aren't you saying the same thing I'm saying? What's the point of saying is it enough of a Gila Das? You're saying if the purpose of the Dibur is to create the Gila Das, the question is whether it's enough of a Gila Das to say whether he wants a Kiddushin. It's 95 to 5. That's not enough of a Gila Das. I need 100% to be considered a Gila Das. I think for the Gila Das, we would say for sure that you have the Gila Das, but it might still be Devarim Shebalev.
The Gemara was Masupat about whether that's enough. So isn't that like the discussion, whether that's enough of a Gila Das or not?
Why is the parish of Yodos? Why should the parish of Yodos have anything to do with Gilui Das? I need the din of Yad, that a Yad le Neder is like a Neder, that a Mikzas Dibur is Kedibur, to tell me that I have a Gilui Das? I mean, you're basically saying the same thing I'm saying, that without the din of Yodos, I think that it's a Dvarim Shebalev, and there isn't a Gilui Das. That's really what you're saying. Right, that without the din of Yodos, I think that it's just Varm Shevalev, and we don't really know what he wants. Yes.
Someone said in the beginning of the discussion in the Dharm Rapapa, is it positive that Dibur is merely a function of Das? And that's why he brings it up. He's not sure. And then the conclusion is that Dibur, you know, is only necessary for Das, and obviously Yodos would work. Yad Mokhiyah.
Another interpretation that he's mistapek whether Dibur is necessary by Kiddushin. The problem is that Agamara assumes that Yados definitely works by Kiddushin. Shaila is whether a Yad She'eino Mochiach works by Kiddushin. So what's
the... Agamara reads perfectly here, and in the Dharim,
you have to say that his suffix is whether you really need Dibur by Kiddushin or not.
And then the Maskana is like that.
Okay, I guess if there are other Rishonim who don't learn like the Ran, on Daf Mem Testament base, if they say that Yodos only teaches me whether that Mixas Dibur Kedibur, it doesn't teach me... So then you would have to say that, but the Ran Lishitasa works out very nicely. The Ram works out nicely that he holds that you really don't need a din of Dibur by Kiddushin. The whole purpose is just to have a Gilui Das. And that's what Yados teaches me, right? That you have that Gilui Das, meaning that it's not called Varm Shebalev, and that's why it's going to work. Okay. How far did you get in the Maramakamas? How many of you got to the second section of the Maramakamas? Raise your hands high. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, try to get to the second section, and we'll continue on Sunday. I really wanted to move on, but if you're not prepared, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. You know, this is a complicated. It's a beautiful figure, but it's a little bit complicated. There's a cheshbon to it. So you got to look at the posters first before we're going to do this. Let me just get a few questions.